Raw Underground, where there are very little rules, lots of excitement, carnage, chaos, and quite frankly, lots of things that I personally would like to see. And one thing I want to stick with.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm in my shitty pants. I'm in my shitty pants. I'm in my shitty pants. I'm in my shitty pants.
I took
6 months off and didn't upgrade my pants.
Yeah, I hear the battle cry.
Damn, bro.
What up, everybody? Welcome to Comedians with
My Shitty Pants. I got my shitty pants.
All right, actually, you know what?
Forget about this guy.
Oh shit.
I thought it was a something something Cody Rhodes.
Changed it, everybody. It's just a real Cody song. What up, everybody? What up? Welcome to the Wrestling Podcast. We are coming at you, everybody, on Friday. This will be coming out Friday. We're figuring out what day in the changing landscape here, we were just talking about before we came on the air, what day we're going to record. Our schedules are kooky, and we're trying to watch Raw and Dynamite and record, and that's why
and
you'll
Smackdown
see on this episode.
And Rampage.
We're very informed for this episode, so just put up with us, but you know, bear with us. Also, it's like, whatever. You see it. It pops up in your feed when it pops up in your feed. We're here. We're watching wrestling. I'm here with at Tiptoe with Tulo. Nick Tulo, how are you?
Oh, man. Well, frankly, you know, honestly, Dan, there's some important things I want to talk about and some not so important things I want to talk about. And I think I'm going to start off with
the
not so important things.
In the grand scheme of things, in the grand scope of things, nothing we talk about here is important. No matter how much you guys yell at me on the Discord, nothing we talk about here is important. And that's kind of the beauty, isn't it, folks? But Tulo, start with the thing that in the umbrella of unimportant is more
not so
unimportant.
As CM Punk put it, the not so important things. And I'm not going to sit here and bash
I forgot about that. That's how Punk opened the promo. Yeah, sorry about that. That's what you were getting. I'm such an idiot. I literally just rewatched it too. And I took notes and I still didn't notice it.
That's how good I'm at this shit, is that I can hear a promo of a guy that I really fucking hate right now and take his line and do it better. To the point where you didn't even realize it. You thought I just opened up the show in an incredible way. And I did. So do you want to hear the not so important things? I ordered Chick-fil-A and I ate an insane amount and then washed it all down with a cookies and cream shake. And I am not feeling well. Let me tell you.
Wait, you just ate how much Chick-fil-A?
So I had a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. I had like 5 grilled nuggets. Danny had the other 3.
Oh, good for you.
A brownie.
Sammy Guevara.
It was fucking disgusting. And that cookies and cream shake, it was just out of control. Disgusting.
I love that for you. That's so disgusting. But
I also just got back. I was in Nashville for 5 days for work. I took a late flight back. You know, I needed to just destroy my body with chicken.
Why did you go to Nashville?
Work.
What were you doing in Nashville?
Work.
Damn it. I was trying to hit a fucking sound drop. That's why I was trying to stall, and I didn't fucking find it. All right, let's go back a second, okay? Say you were in Nashville.
Yes, so I was in Nashville for work, and... Fuck, man, you got me.
I couldn't find it. Oh, man, that was exactly the timing I wanted. All right. Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm exhausted, but it was awesome.
Really we successful love week.
And so that's why we never found time to record. But I'm all caught up. Like, I've watched it all. And we're actually 3 minutes away from SmackDown starting. I'm having a little anxiety about not watching SmackDown live.
I see clearly everything.
All right, let's talk about the important things.
A better place.
Wow.
The important things.
Let's talk about
CM Punk is a certified fucking asshole. Okay?
He's a certified G and a bona fide stud.
I came on this podcast. Listen, let me tell you something. Okay.
Did you clean it up?
Let me come back. Let me take two steps back here. Let me put a warning and a disclaimer on this. Okay. I'm the fucking super Mark. Okay. I have spent 6 fucking years. I've been here for 6 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Marking out over the top Lee for things like Dominic Mysterio and Dana being badass.
Wait, everybody always coming at me.
Shut the fuck up. Everybody always coming at me. Sure, whatever.
I've been marking out over the top Lee. All right, sorry. Yeah. That's fucking great.
That's how much I'm marking out, okay? They call me the fucking supermark. You tiptoe with me because six, right. You tiptoe with me because I'm so goddamn good at this shit, okay? And I love you all. I genuinely do. But you have to understand, CM Punk is an asshole. And I've been fucking saying that for a very long time, okay? And I just, you know, like, there's this guy that lives in my apartment complex, right? And he's an interesting cat. He's like a skinny dude. He's got like a rat tail, ponytail, glasses. Yeah. He always just walks up and involves himself. And he just creeps around. And I'm making a point here, okay? And Danny loves every person in the whole entire world. But this dude, Danny violently barks at, okay?
Oh.
So, you know when the dog has an intuition about someone, you're like, oh, okay, they must be a bad person because Danny doesn't like them. That's how I feel about CM Punk, okay? This guy just rubs me the wrong way. He fucking feels like he could do whatever he wants. He's a heel. He's a face. He comes out. He's all emotional because he was trying to be big tough guy, but the love from the crowd, you know, this guy's a scumbag. And now, shoot, it's coming out that he actually might be a scumbag. So, did I think he cut a good promo? Yeah. Would he just be better if he was a full blown heel? Yeah. But he's not. And that's the hole in his game. And that's the hole in his whole entire fucking thing. Okay.
Would he be better if this was his theme music?
Yeah.
Tula, sorry.
So there's my case of point. Okay. So I've been right about this guy. Now it comes out. And it's this Tula, is exactly the problem that AEW is having right now, is that guys like this who said they were coming along to make this place better are now causing problems. And this is a pivotal moment for AEW right here, is that they need to get this under control if it's actually really what's going on. And truly, I believe from everything that's been happening, I think it is. Because if this is shoot
too low
and he goes heel shoot like this, and let me just finish. I'm very emotional about this.
I know you're emotional about this, but no one knows who you're talking about.
What do you mean?
We didn't set this. We didn't set the groundwork for what you're talking about.
So you're telling me to take a breath?
Let me just frame this for you here, because I like that you're emotional. I like that I think it was a hot start here. Two things I'll say. I'll comment on two things.
I needed to do that. Thank you.
I know you were trying to get that like a lunatic. Two things I'll say to you, Tula. First thing is, I like you talking about your instinct about a guy and the dog thing, because I have the same thing with CM Punk. I have the same thing. Where, like, and I've said it a million times, I'm CM Punk, one of my guys. I think he's extremely talented. He's a great, an extremely important wrestler in the history of professional wrestling. His mark on the evolution of the sport is undeniable, okay? Right? But he does feel like a guy where I'm like, I don't think I would be friends with this guy. Like, just in a vacuum. Like, you know, a lot of things about his taste in things, and just his general vibe is, I'm like, this feels like the kind of guy I meet, and I go, I don't like that guy. So I agree with you. Now, he does live in my neighborhood, I've been told. And so I might meet him and take that back. You know what I mean? Who knows? But I agree. Now, the other thing you're pointing out is that you don't like that, oh, he does whatever he wants. But like you're talking about, you didn't say this directly, but this is a really interesting thing. And I think a lot of this episode will be dedicated to CM Punk, because while he did cut, there was mastery in what he did on Wednesday, mm-hmm. even just from the macro standpoint of like, that's just a random Dynamite. And he's cutting a promo at the beginning of this Dynamite, and Dynamites have been like lulling for a long time. And he cut that promo, and I was like, wow, this feels big and important, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, from that standpoint, he does find a way to be like, dare I say, mage, right? And so and that part of it, he's like creating moments in that sense, and is something that CM Punk does great. I actually think when Mox came out and said, just, oh, you're just dropping pipe bombs, that what you do? That's what you do.
I love that.
That was really good. It was almost diminishing the fact that I was like, oh, actually, like, what? It is true, but he's not just playing the hits. Like, it was kind of a, what he was doing was,
well,
new. Here, it was new.
Here's my
I want to point out what you're saying, because you say like, oh, is he heel?
Because it's unique.
You said, oh, hey, I came out. I just want to speak to one point you're saying. You said he came out, and then he said, oh, I was gonna come out here and put on my tough guy face, but then I smiled, right?
Yeah,
he's a little all over the place in a way that is only beneficial to CM Punk. Okay,
there you go, and that's it.
It sells out the other wrestler in the segment, uh-huh. and that's everything he did in this segment was going into business for yourself at the expense of everything. Yep. And what I mean by everything is the show, mm-hmm. right? Like the. Some things, right, it's like breaking the reality. Like in improv, we call these things, you know, like going for the joke, right? I did it recently. Like, I was like, oh, man, that joke would be funny to say. I did it in a show. And I was like, shit, immediately you regret it, because you go, well, this killed the reality of the scene. I was like, oh, hey, guys, I switched jobs, right? I said, oh, I was working at Nordstrom. And then I go, now I'm working at Nordstrom Rack, okay? Now, that's funny, right? Do we agree that that's funny, right? But if it's a scenic, it's funnier than I thought, I guess, right? It's like, all right, guys, I switch up now. I didn't expect this to make me. You laughed at it, and then I was like, it's actually really funny. All right, so this makes this example even better, because you think it's funny, right?
Oh, man.
So, like, because it's funny, but. It does feel like a joke, right? And in that scene, I was the straight man. So I was trying to move the scene forward by just being like, hey, guys, I switched jobs. And then my other friend in the scene, Paul Welsh, was the unusual character. And his thing was that he's like from a small town and hasn't heard of big things, right? So like he hasn't heard of a lot of things. So the point is that my job there is to set him up. So when I make a joke about my job, it takes away, it puts focus on me. Where I'm supposed to just keep the reality grounded.
Mm-hmm.
CM Punk is just, everything he says is, I'm switching from Nordstrom to Nordstrom Rack. Like, yeah. Everything he says. So, like, he comes out and he's like, oh, I'm supposed to be a good guy, but actually, I'm supposed to come out, like, kind of bad, but I decided to be good. And then you're like, all right, well, so when Moxley comes out, and you could see Moxley comes out and he's, like, ready to rock, right?
Yeah.
CM Punk's just throwing off the whole act.
Yeah, he's doing snow angels in the ring.
Yeah, he's like
over Mox,
not making Mox
singing
like,
the song. Yeah. He's doing what you always criticized Kevin Owens for.
Yes,
he's
Kevin
doing
Owens
that
is
thing.
The other guy who does this sometimes. He does this sometimes. Sometimes he can't help himself. He hears a joke, he says it, and then you're like that. So, for example, if Undertaker comes out and you go like, you call out that he's wearing eyeliner, like, oh, you look like an emo kid from Hot Topic, right? Yeah. Then you're not selling the fact that he's like an undead, scary man, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can do this sometimes. This is like all CM Punk was doing for Moxley. Now, he said a bunch of good shit that we will get into that was great, but then he was just killing it with the rest of the stuff, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, the stuff with Hangman is like wild. Like, if he's going off cuff there and his goal is to make Hangman look like shit, like Dude, like, why?
Okay.
I mean, it makes no sense. Like, you know he's not going to come out there, right? And then you call coward shit. And, you know, like, it's just a mess, man.
Let's take it piece by piece. Let's talk about this Cowboy thing. Okay. So the reports are that CM Punk has actual beef with Cowboy, right?
Which is
he said,
insane.
I will never lose to Hangman, right? He said, I would never. And if you look at it, Punk beat him in the first match, right?
Yeah.
He has a problem with something with Hangman, right? I don't know. Should we look it up? Like, go in the sheets to look at the
specifics? Think it had something. I mean, there was a promo that they cut, and I watched the promo, and I don't think whatever Hangman said wasn't right. Like, it was just further proving our point. Like, he just said all the things we kind of said. Like, he's here for CM Punk.
Oh, and CM Punk, and he was mad at Hangman for that promo in the ring when he kind of said, oh, you're the death of AEW kind of thing, right?
Yeah, and he's like, I'm here to defend AEW from you. And, I mean, storyline. Now, let's right? We're talking about this piece of storyline. This is all beautiful. You know, like, it's actually pretty fucking great.
Tulo, that's my point about this Hangman Punk thing. I think this is really good.
Like,
I think there's only this is
hear me
really
out
good.
Now, right? Say Punk wins and he cheats to win to beat Moxley or something, right? And then we get Hangman Punk at All Out and Hangman beats Punk. I mean, wow. Like, now we're cooking.
It's
you know?
Too much. By the way, the term is ironic detachment. I forgot. I've said it a million times on this podcast, but the term is CM Punk is full of ironic detachment. Like, when you do the Snow Angels thing, right, you're taking away from the fact that there's actual danger between the two of you fighting. Sometimes you can do it, and it's okay, and it works. And to be honest, I don't hate it from CM Punk because he's CM Punk was, like, the guy to be doing that, you know? You know what I'm saying? And, like, if anybody's going to do it, it should be CM Punk. But watch this segment again. Like, literally, go watch it. The segment falls apart at the end because you don't believe that, like, these guys are gonna go, like, toe-to-toe. So then they, like, don't really know what to do. Like, Moxley, CM Punk's, the thing that he did that I hated, I know now I'm all over the place. The thing that he did in that segment, and I have notes. Follow. The thing that he did that I hated was he was interrupting Moxley's promo. It's like, let him promo. Like, your interrupts are killing the segment for both of you. They're not making you look better.
Also, but at the same time, I thought Moxley handled it really well. Like, he didn't fucking bite back at him. He just fucking was like, shut the fuck up, and he kept going. You know, like.
Okay. He shouldn't interrupt him because Moxley was on a flow, and they should both. The goal is both of them to look good. The Rock and Stone Cold, when they're going at each other, are not trying to be better than the other one. They're both trying to it's ballet, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? They're like they're dancing together. So this beef thing, the whole thing is actually it's good and bad, right? And if it's bad, if it's taking away from producing the segment. But I'm going to take a step back and say, like, fuck, I have so many thoughts. I was watching the segment and being like, man, I understand where Vince was coming from wanting this shit scripted. Isn't that crazy? Because I'm like, this thing as a TV segment is a fucking mess. And it would only work if these guys were actually going to fight each other and not have a wrestling match.
And that is what AEW is, okay? AEW is a show that is 10 out of 10, an incredible live experience. If you are in the crowd and you are there, you are part of the show. It is exhilarating. I can say this because I've been there. I've seen, I can't even tell you how many AEW shows I've been to now. I've traveled around to see them. They put on the best, like one of the best live shows around easily. But as a TV show, it's a fucking mess. It's a mess. It's a mess.
Oh,
it's
my God.
A fucking mess.
Yeah.
Okay?
If I was Moxley, I would have been so fucking mad. I'd be like, yo, I'm not doing segments with this guy. I'm not even wrestling this guy if he doesn't give me my mic time. He should give me my mic time.
Here is a perfect example. Austin Theory, Dolph Ziggler, backstage segment.
Yeah.
A work of fucking art. Fury is ripping into Dolph, the veteran, the guy who's been around for a long time. And Dolph is just eating it all. He eats all the shit, okay? And it was perfect. And what did it do? It led right into a match.
The headbutt.
Okay?
It led to the headbutt, which was sick.
Sick.
Right? I was watching that with Christina because literally if Dolph comes on, we're like, oh, it's Dolph, you know? And then,
But here's the beauty. You see how it's a TV show? The fucking, they go hit into the camera and it cuts out, leaving you wanting more to when, oh, what's going to happen? Then they come back and they announce that that match is going to be the main event. And you're like, oh, this is fucking dope. WWE is 10 out of 10 nailing the TV show element and AEW is not. And that's the biggest difference. I sent you the card tonight for Rampage. I wrote, this is a skippable Rampage tonight. Like, it is not giving me anything to really be excited for. Cool, Penelope Ford's back, but you know she's going to take the L to Athena because Athena is going to be wrestling Jade, I think. And then the tag match, awesome. Private Party's back, but we've seen them already. Why is FTR not wrestling? Why are they not on my TV? You know, like, and it's just like, I would like to be there. I think that would be a great show to attend, but like on TV, it's not. What I'm looking forward to is the 5-2-5 way to crown the number one contender to face Gunther at Clash of the Castle. Like, and it's sick. And like, I'm already looking forward to the show. They got, you know, like that's the biggest difference. And this is why it's further proving the point that like the CM Punk stuff is just weird because it's just taken away from what the show is supposed to be, you know? It's just, I don't know. I love AEW. I still do. But I just, right now, it's funny. It's like, the landscape has completely swapped the other way now.
Let's talk about the reality of AEW. AEW is a show where WWE talent shines. Like, that's how I feel about AEW. Like, and then AEW guys, the indie guys, stay the same.
Christian Cage. There's a huge difference there. It is night and day.
Yeah, because of Christian
Cage. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like night and day segments there.
And these younger guys are not growing. I don't know what else to tell you. They're not the talent. They're this Daniel Garcia guy. They think I'm going to get into this guy. I'm sorry. He's a good wrestler. He could give him a 4-segment match with Daniel Bryan. It's great. Thank God Daniel Bryan's in it. I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Well, that's the thing is that they're not giving.
He literally called himself the Dragon Slayer. It's like, it was the lamest thing I ever saw. Am I wrong or no?
But that's a perfect example is they're like not going to give him they don't have a plan for Daniel Garcia. You know, like they didn't have a plan for Lee Moriarty and they don't have a plan for so many.
He doesn't have a plan for himself. Like this is wrestling. You got to get on the fucking microphone. See, you know, all right.
Well, he does. I mean, he cuts promos.
They're fine. I'm just saying. You know, whatever. All right. I'm not done with this Punk segment. I have
okay,
notes.
Okay, let's go. Go back.
So let's go through every piece by piece thing.
I can read you all my tweets that I fired off too.
You can chime in with those. But let me just take the Roman Reigns here. All right. Let me take the Roman Reigns on dealing with this. Okay. So.
God, I love Roman Reigns.
I mean, Roman Reigns makes all these guys look like not wrestlers, okay? So they look, these guys are janitors compared to Roman Reigns, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll obviously get to Kenny, but I mean, I don't know what to say there, okay? All right, Punk Cowboy thing, okay? I actually thought this was cool, okay? I get, like, this is not an example of what I'm talking about because it's like, this is an example of something that's like kind of cool, right? Because it's like work shoot, right? So I know we just talked about this, but I'm saying I understand the problems with it, right? But like when people say, oh, Hangman Page can't come out to defend himself or whatever, that doesn't matter. It's not like Hangman Page like looked bad in this. It made Hangman Page have beef with one of the biggest names in pro wrestling. So it's super beneficial to Hangman for me. And also, this is the kind of shit that I think is kind of cool. It's like looser Mike, where it's like, all right, Punk wants to take a little detour, say something that's actually pissing him off. That I don't really care about. I think it was also kind of interesting, and it makes it like now he's got multiple feuds going on. Let's see where it goes. I kind of dig that, truthfully. I thought that was fucking awesome. And I like that he's just like saying, what did he say about championship? He was saying like, you know, people want to run their mouth until it's time to do champion shit. Right?
Oh, yeah. Champ shit, I think. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I thought that was kind of dope. I'm sure, like, whatever. So, anyway, ultimately, I thought the Paige thing, that was kind of cool. It, arguably, is it a distraction and, like, maybe a waste of TV time? I don't know. Whatever. That's for Tony to discuss. But if I had only one thought, it would just be like, it feels like Tony Khan has no control of his product. You know?
Yeah.
That's the only part of it that I would, like, bring up. Okay. Punk, then he brought up these points. Let's go through a couple of them that I wrote. So he said he was ripping on Mox, saying he's like the third best guy in his group. That's a pretty funny dig, you know? That is a pretty funny dig. It made me realize how much I don't like the Black Bull Combat Club as a thing, you know?
Interesting,
like,
right?
Like, you know, because it's like AEW doesn't have the finesse to handle stables. Like, that's really what I'm trying to figure out. Like, with Jericho at the helm, yes, right?
Yeah.
Like when you have a guy like Jericho at the helm who really can be like a true boss, right? And like he makes everybody look good and he makes it all the glue and he makes it fun. Like a wrestling stable is supposed to be like fun. So the Blackpool Combat Club is like just Moxley, who's clearly not a guy in a stable, you know? Who's already had his biggest stable, and he just wears a piece of merch, but he enters the same. To me, it's like, and I know it's all because like he wasn't supposed to have the title. They're maybe going to go into a tag thing with Daniel Bryan, and then you know, got a little derailed, and that's what's tough about pro wrestling. I get it, but like, I don't know, whatever. But then Punk made this point that really made no sense, where he was like, and this is when I started being like, what's going on with this guy? He's like, I'm the only one who's broke bones. But then it's like my own bone?
Yeah.
That doesn't make you look cool, right? Like being like, you right? He's like, oh, because I broke my foot, you know?
Yeah, I didn't understand that point. I think he was like, and then after he's like, no, stop me when I'm going to, because I guess he's trying to say you don't like hurt anybody. You're not like tough kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, wait, but. So because Moxley didn't get injured, you're giving him shit?
Or didn't injure anyone?
Yeah. But he was ripping into him, and then
Moxley got injured by someone?
Storytelling is pretty cool. Because the match is going to be like about is Punk's foot hurt still, right?
Yeah.
So they're planting the seeds to tell a pretty cool match.
Well,
you know?
And also a very important note that we have skipped over was this match was supposed to be at All Out, and now it's on Dynamite. So, like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
I know,
where?
You
what
told
is,
me that. I couldn't even follow that because they said it was all.
And then they had him come back out and fight some more, like, halfway through the show. So is it like, you know, all right. You know, now we're really blurring the lines of what parts are the work, what parts of the shoot. You know, like, is that like a thing because they're speeding it up because they can't wait till All Out because they're just too chaotic because they're just gonna fight the whole time till it
yeah.
Fucking great, let them fight, I don't care.
Yeah, but anyway, the thing with this promo that I thought was cool was the whole like second best, third best thing, right? I think Punk had a pretty cool through line through it. I thought it was pretty good. So then, like, you know, his sneakers look bad. All right, Mox has the sneakers look bad, but whatever.
Cut him some slack. They're orthopedic shoes because he broke his foot. Yeah.
So Moxley's rebuttal here, he comes out and his whole thing is like, yo, bro, you're on the mic. And it's like he's trying to take away his mic. It's like you're doing pipe bombs. That's what you do great. But like this is real fighting. Now, like, we got to take a step back. Like, this is not real fighting, you know? Yeah. So this is my problem with what Moxley does, which is like, yo, but this is the real world. Like, this is so far from the real world. Literally, Jericho calls himself a wizard. Okay. And by the way, I forgot to give Punk credit for the line that it's the second best Kingston I've been in the ring with.
Oh, man.
That was fucking great, you know?
And the third best Eddie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The third best Eddie. It was so fucking – that was – I love that, okay?
Wait, it's Eddie Guerrero and who else? Who's the other Eddie?
That's funny because I was thinking he meant it's Eddie Guerrero, Eddie Kingston, Eddie Vedder. He wrestled Eddie Vedder for Pearl Jam. He wrestled. It was Eddie.
Who's the other Eddie?
Don't know.
I'm gonna try and find this.
I don't know any other Eddie wrestlers.
Yeah, all right. Keep going.
Right, but then, like, so Mox is telling the story about being like, well, I'm the heart and soul of this company. And he's on a roll. And you could see he has stuff. And then Punk just starts going, like, he just started interrupting with stupid shit, you know? That wasn't funny or good. And it threw Moxley off. And that was my whole point, is that they made the segment so sloppy. And then, like, Mox didn't have a role where, like, I say my shit, they get in each other's face, and they're both affected. And then, you know, then they get to this place where it's like, why aren't you hitting each other? And then Punk's like, oh, I don't want you to get blood on me. And you're like, what? Like, you know?
Yeah,
and
like,
then
I'm afraid if I touch you, you'll bleed. Like, you'll just open up, and that's just like a dig at him always.
Right. He's like, because
Eddie Edwards.
Okay, Eddie Edwards, good. Then the fake security comes out, and they're, like, so slow. They're not holding anybody back. It was like, you watch these WWE segments, like, with the security, they're so much better. Like, they have them line the ring. They produce these segments. You know, it's like, this was just, it was a segment. It started out so strong and then ended up, like, it ended
you,
up pretty sloppy. So, I don't
did
know.
You see
we
how that one guy,
down.
Did you see that one security guard that looked like Austin Theory, and people were like, Triple H has Austin Theory on the cover.
A-Town Down? Yo, the A-Town Down, I mean, can we just, quick question, A-Town Down. So, A-Town Down, if I'm
A-Town Down, down.
This is from the song the Yeah by down. Usher, right? Isn't it like Lil Jon saying like A-Town Down? Like it's for Atlanta, no?
Yeah, and he's from Atlanta.
Oh, but his name's Austin?
Yeah, dude.
That's so confusing. I just assume it's from Austin because Stone Cold's Austin, you know?
That's, dude, okay, bro. That's something I would say, all right?
A-Town Down, but the A-Town Down thing I think is a little cheese, even for Austin Theory, you know? But Austin Theory is held together by this goatee. Like, I mean, if you watch, like, when he's taking these selfies, that is the most punchable face because of the fucking goatee, you know?
You want to punch me in the face. You want to punch me in the face.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Fucking punch me in the face.
Austin Theory is, like, you know, doing fucking great work.
The
thing about Austin Theory is his gear. I don't love his color schemes he chooses, but his booty shorts look is kind of growing on me, you know?
Yeah. He looks incredible. Yeah. I mean, the guy looks like,
he's jacked. He looks like a heavyweight wrestler, you know?
That fucking segment with Dolph backstage, man. I know I mentioned it already before, but that thing was so sick, dude. Raw has got me on the fucking edge of my seat, dude. It is so much. Edge and Christian of my seat. It is so much fucking fun. The women's division is crazy over. And you know what? I didn't even say this, and because I don't want to keep being so negative about on AEW.
By the way,
I love them.
Looks like Ronda just got arrested on SmackDown. SmackDown just started.
Come on, don't spoil. Asshole.
Yeah, sorry.
Live spoilers. I don't think that's ever happened on the podcast.
It looks like Ronda's getting arrested, and then Roman shows up.
Bro, let me tell you something.
That's not a spoiler.
Tony Khan needs to get it together with the women's division because it is a straight fucking embarrassment. They went an hour and a half without even mentioning a single woman on that show.
We don't have time. We have to talk about the Soul
Well,
Mega.
That here's
Soul
the further
Mega
my point.
Take an hour.
Okay? Oh fuck, Omega! Oh my god.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
I thought we were going to the Raw side of things. That's why I just started talking about Raw because it was so good.
All right, fine. You can go to Raw, but aren't you chomping to talk about Omega? Aren't you Tommaso chomping at the bit to talk about Omega?
Listen, you know what we're gonna say. I mean, let's at least break up those fucking CM
like,
Punk fest.
All right, fine. Let's go back to Raw, then we'll end on Omega.
Okay. Man, I mean, we are in the Triple H era. Shawn Michaels, congratulations, VP of Talent Relations.
Yo, isn't it kind of funny when like Shawn Michaels gets a job at WWE and you're like, yeah, I mean, he's Shawn Michaels. Everyone's like, congrats to Shawn Michaels. We're like, this is like saying, like, congrats to, like, Barack Obama for being a barista. You know what I mean?
Asshole, like, dude. It's because for so long, these guys were supposed to be in these positions, and now they're finally doing because Vince is out of the way.
I know why. But
I know.
I know.
But what I'm saying
Shawn
is it's like
fucking Michaels. You know?
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying is because for so long, we've had Vince. So it's like it's so obvious all the time when this stuff is starting to happen now that, oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, this should have been like this 10 years ago.
Yeah. It's congrats to Shawn Michaels. He finally is working catering at Raw. Like, I mean, by the way, Mox dig on CM Punk, his actual wrestling, I thought was kind of cool. Where he's just like, you're like the worst wrestler.
He honestly is not good right now. Like, he botched fest all over that Hangman match. He had no business saying that
CM Punk
he should be Hangman.
The king of botching. He's not very good at wrestling.
but yeah, Raw was just a spectacular show. I mean, just the whole overall product of Raw is just great. There's so much good shit going on. Rest in peace, NXT UK. Now going to Triple H finally rolling back out the blueprints to his NXT Europe thing. And this is going to be all over. There's Japan's going to be involved. Freaking South America, Europe. Like, we love Japan, folks. This is another huge moment. Worlds collide. It seems like everything is going in the right direction for WWE. It maybe has gone from airing with a side of caution to it's like minimal now. Like, we are full steam ahead in the Triple H era, and things keep getting better each fucking day, I feel like.
Seems to be good. We got talk about just Raw from a macro standpoint. We had A-Town versus Dolph Ziggler. We had like a pretty long AJ Styles Bobby Lashley match.
Yeah.
That was pretty enjoyable. And then we had fucking the Drew KO segment, which I think was the star of the show, right?
Fucking God.
So we had KO formally come out and essentially say, oh, I'm going to be the old version of myself again, right?
Yep, the prize fighter.
I'm going to be the prize fighter. And he's going back to, like, you know, his NXT version of himself, where he's just kind of like a complete asshole. It's, you know, it's interesting, though, because, like, KO as a prize fighter, you don't look like a prize fighter. You know, it's an odd gimmick for Kevin Owens, who is one of my guys and one of the best. If someone said Kevin Owens is the best wrestler right now, I wouldn't fight them. Okay, so just keep in mind how high I hold up Kevin Owens. Okay, like I know he's amazing, but is prize fighter is it kind of ironic? Like, I mean, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, but he's
a prize fighter. Is like, I guess it kind of works because, like, some prize fighters, it's not about their look, it's about their skills, right?
That's exactly where I was gonna go. So, right.
Right? It's kind of like, mean, you would call like Tyson Fury is like a prize fighter, right?
And there is like no, there is no debating that, especially after that Master Drew, because he was doing fucking everything in that ring and he was doing it to a very, very high level. And, like, that match fucking ruled. I love that whole entire fucking segment. I literally had goosebumps. Like, goes into Drew fucking getting in his face saying, we're two wrestlers in the ring, let's fucking wrestle. You know, like, it was just a work of fucking art, dude. Like, that is one of the best moments in Raw in the last 5 years easily. And, like, and I'm not just talking about the match. I'm talking about the segment before, how they transitioned into it. Like, KO coming back out, Drew, I mean, the shit that KO was saying was just absolutely phenomenal. Drew comes out looking incredible. I am so fucking pumped for Clash at the Castle. I cannot believe it. 65,000 people, like, that fucking show is going to be insane. You know that
any
crowd.
Drew wins that match?
I don't think so.
Yeah, he can't.
I think there is a chance, but can't. I don't think we're done with the bloodline. And I think the bloodline, here's my prediction for the bloodline. The bloodline is only going to get stronger. Okay. So I think, you know, here's my prediction. Sami Zayn's going to win that IC title. He's going to win that Fatal Five-Way. He'll win the IC title. He'll get in the good graces of the bloodline. And man, oh man, I would love if they called up the Usos' brother.
Yeah, doing NXT, right?
Yeah, and he takes the title. Like, Bobby Lashley holds an open challenge, and it's him. And all the titles are fucking in the bloodline, dude.
What about Jacob Fatu? What's his deal? He's part of the family too, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not good with that history. And
well, it's hard to follow. Shit. Also, a lot of them are not actually blood related. This NOI family. It's like just Rocks family. NOI family tree, which I've looked at, actually. It's here. Jacob Fatu. Because he's a guy they should just pick up. Yeah, he's
Toxic Attraction on SmackDown tonight.
Yeah, or Jacob Fatu. Yes, he's part of the NOI family wrestling dynasty. His father is Sam Fatu, who competed under the ring names the Tonga Kid and Tama during his career. That makes him a cousin of the Usos and Roman Reigns. Yeah, interesting. Because he's a guy you should pick up. He seems like he could be pretty fucking cool. Anyway. Sweet.
Real quick. Can we take a hot guy detour?
We can take a hot guy detour. I have something else to say before we get into Kenny Omega, which will close us out. But yeah, let's take a hot guy detour. But,
it's a hot guy detour. It's a hot guy detour.
Do it up.
So the sheets are saying that Kota Ibushi is not re-signing with NJPW. And I would think that Triple H is going to most likely be paying him a visit with a blank check, if I had a guess. I think Kota Ibushi is going to be the first wrestler where we will actually see a bidding war if he is a free agent between AEW and WWE. And I would think that WWE's offer would be significant enough to deter Ibushi to going to be with his golden lover, Kenny Omega. How do you feel about that hot guy detour?
I think that, I think if Kota Ibushi comes to the US, I think that he will go to WWE. I agree.
Mm.
We agree.
Oh, maybe.
I think that
let's just think about that right now. Did you ever think, like, if Triple H isn't in charge and Vince is there, there's no chance he's going to, you know, he's 100% going to AEW. But now I think Triple H sees a guy like Kota Ibushi and he's like, we are getting this guy. We are giving him the royal treatment. He's getting everything that he needs to be the best wrestler in the world. And I'm telling you, I mean, here's another important thing is that all of a sudden in a short span, the IC title and the US title are now relevant titles. Again, the mid card is huge. There's going to be focus on those titles. So if Kota Ibushi was to come in and go for the IC title, in the next 6 months, you'd be probably very excited about that. You know,
I think that'd be cool. You just made me Google something.
Okay. Google. All right. That was my hot guy detour.
I like that for you. I mean, he's an extremely hot guy. Side note, I saw Liv Morgan when she was flying to L.A. She posted a thing. It was like, oh, flying to L.A. And she was in coach. What the fuck is that about? Why are they sending their champions flying in coach?
I rode first class to and from Nashville. And let me tell you something. That's a delight.
Yeah, well, you're not the fucking...
Can we take a Batman detour? Can we take a Batman detour?
Yeah.
Real quick. It's a quick one.
All right, take the Batman detour. Go, do it.
Well, you got to do this. Yeah, fucking...
No, I know. Shit, I got to find that.
Oh, it's on your phone? It's not on the soundboard? No, you just play that. Oh, yeah. Right. I forgot. I was good. I was thinking you're going to do the Hawkeye detour song and say Batman over, but I forgot we had a Batman detour song. Yeah.
Okay, go.
So I got upgraded to first class for free on the way to Nashville.
Okay,
very
so
nice.
Far not about Batman.
Right. On the way back, I'm in the airport. I hadn't had drank the whole entire time in Nashville. I started to start drinking at the airport, get a nice little buzz on, and I'm like, you know what? Let me see if I can upgrade to first class. Walk up, hi. Now I'm completely buzzed. I'm like, hi, is there any first class seats available? And she's like, oh, let me check. Yes, there is. It'll be $93. Boom. Put it on my credit card. No problem.
Oh.
Sit down. It's the first seat, empty seat next to me. A girl comes and sits right next to me, and I'm like, oh, she's very attractive. This is awesome. So she's a little frazzled. Let's skip to the Batman detour part. She's trying to get the internet to work on her laptop. And what movie do I pull up on my phone? The fucking Batman.
The Batman.
She can't get it to work. I turn to her. I go, do you want to just like take one of my AirPods and watch with me? She's like, I've started that thing 6 times and I haven't been able to get through it. She's like, but if that's what you're watching, then I guess I'll watch it.
So she watched it with you?
Yeah, she put the fucking, and it was like the last hour of the fucking flight.
Oh, but my God.
I can't believe she said that. Started it like 6 times. I haven't been able to get through it.
Sounds like Batman was not in the way. Batman was on your side.
Batman's
to
on my side.
That sounds like, yeah, Batman was there to get you involved with a lovely woman. Sounded like,
yeah,
no?
She was like the tour manager for Kaleo or something like that. The guy that sings that song. Hold on.
Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. No,
Kaleo.
Why won't you?
Way down we go.
Why won't you let me talk about Kenny Omega?
We get.
You know that song?
No. Okay.
Hold on.
So.
It wasn't a commercial. Okay. Go ahead. All right. Kenny Omega.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay. So. We got to talk about this Kenny Omega thing, but we also can't be dumb marks about it.
Okay.
It's very clear. And by very clear, I mean kind of clear.
Clear.
Kind of clear. Okay. That Kenny is doing a thing right now, right? Where he's like, what if I return, but I look like shit? Now, right or wrong? There's no, guys, Kenny, let's take a step back.
I don't know. He's there's no, got Kenny the Omega, same shitty pants on, okay?
No.
He's always wore the shitty pants.
The pants are the pants. The pants are bad, but the pants are actually, for the first time ever, irrelevant, okay? Because he was wearing a tight black shirt.
Compression shirt, yeah.
Compression shirt, and also had on, like, a shoulder brace. And then also had on, like, he lifted up his shirt at one point, he had, like, white bandages around him, right? Mm-hmm. And then he was messing up moves, like, left and right, right?
Yeah.
That was clearly on purpose. Like, he bought the one-winged angel. He kind of got it. Like, come on, right? He's going for a thing. But here's the thing. So, I don't know. You tell me, and it's fine. But if we shit on his return in the sense of, like, he didn't look good in the ring, then we're being
bugs. I'm not saying that.
He's supposed to be, like, rusty, right? That's kind of cool and fun.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not saying that at all. And I can actually argue that he looked great in doing that,
right?
One, and could argue, two, and this is what I was saying to Joe the Jawbreaker on the Discord, is like, he was saying, like, oh, well, I don't think this is a good spot for Kenny to return in. I'd rather have him return at the top, you know, or waited for All Out or something. And if his health is in question, that he, by fighting in the trios, that he's actually, this is giving him more time to heal. And I can argue that no way. I think he was taking more high risk, more crazier spots because he's in this type of match,
yeah,
that he's healthy and he's not.
No, he's
like,
totally,
you know,
he wouldn't be wrestling if he's not healthy. He's healthy.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't come back early from a 9 months like leave, right? It's just like, what's the point?
Storyline wise, it makes sense. Like, that's what you're saying. So, like, if the story is that he's like not at his best right now and he's shaving the rust and he's fighting, he's not 100% healthy. Storyline, it makes sense to have him in here because that's what you would think. But, like, in reality, it doesn't, you know? So, like, obviously they're going to the finals, right? And they're most likely going to win, or who knows, you know? So we'll see.
Yeah. So, I mean, But that all being said, Kenny coming back in the trios tournament, who could possibly like that? Even if they're doing a whole Rusty thing. I don't know. And this because these trios titles thing is like, does anybody want that?
Does
anyone want titles? So I'm saying, Kenny, it's like, cool, let's see where this goes. But I'm going to say this. Here's what I'll say. The idea of him coming back rusty is cool. I like that idea. But I'll go on record here and say that from just watching this, the execution of this is going to be so whack. Uh-huh. It's going to be so whack. And it's going to be so pointless. Because it's like, come back in a big capacity thing and have Don Callis be like, you know, hey, you don't seem ready. And he's like, of course I'm ready. It's 9 months. How much longer am I going to stay out? And then he goes, he's getting his ass kicked by Punk and shit. And like that would be cool. But he's already involved in like these trios, the trios tournament, which is like something no one cares about. I'm sorry. Like, it's more titles. It's every single wrestler's got a title in AEW. I mean, it's crazy. It's fucking nuts.
That's what I'm saying. And
I cannot believe that what they've done over there. Like, how is the WWE Championship, the Roman's title, somehow means like way more than any titles?
In a weird way, like the ranking systems are starting to backfire on AEW in a way that like there's nothing creative happening for people to get title opportunities, right? Like, we're not getting a fatal four-way to determine a number one contender. It's just like, rely back to the rankings. Oh, who's in this top five? Okay. Oh, Private Party's the number five. Let's get them in there. Like, no, like, organically create storylines. Yeah. Toni Storm versus Thunder Rosa is only happening because she's the number one contender. Like, you could say that they were tag teams and this is how and then Toni kept winning individually, but like, that's not compelling. There's got to be more. Like, you have got to tell more stories than the next people up in line. Like, to me, it's just not making any sense whatsoever. Like, it's time they need to really get the shit together. Like, because it's just not working on the television screen. It's not doing enough to make me want to tune in. Like, at all. Like, nothing that's happening on Rampage tonight makes me go like, oh wow, I need to see this. You know, like, I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna enjoy it. But like, I'm not thinking about it. I could tell you the complete opposite. I am so excited to fucking hit stop recording on this fucking podcast so I can watch SmackDown. Like, I mean, I cannot wait.
Look. Yeah, and like, whatever. Again, we can go back to the thing. I know what you mean. Like, right now, it's always going to be like, hey, we're excited about this one. We're less excited about that one. But right now, WWE is more exciting than AEW, and that's just what it is, right? But that's not the thing. It's just like, there's things where you're like, man, Kenny Omega was like, they have Kenny and CM Punk coming back. Why is this not like flawless? You know,
that's what I'm saying.
It's hard to fuck up. You know,
that's what I'm saying. Like, we never would have thought this, and it's like they're fumbling the bag so hard they don't even know what to fucking
Rusty's,
do. They got
Rusty Kenny is awesome idea. That's really cool. And I like that. That's kind of like what you expect from Kenny. He's always kind of like trying to push the envelope, you know, and like be a little bit ahead of wrestling. But there's still no reason that he's not coming out as a heavyweight, you know?
So I'm saying, he's choking him a bit. He's Kenny fucking Omega, you know, like.
He should still be like coming out and getting on the mic.
He is the number one guy there. He is the number one fucking guy there.
It wasn't an exciting return. You know,
it's great because he's back, you know, like, I'm so excited that Kenny's back, but like that's it. Like, I'm not excited to where he's back and being involved in, like, I think Kenny Omega coming back and fucking like at the end of that, why not wait till next week if this match was going to happen and have him come back and fucking attack the winner or whoever, you know, and then you have an all out match with Kenny. Like, that's the instant. Perfect use of Kenny Omega. Like, if he's not healthy and not ready to go, then he shouldn't be in this trios fucking thing either.
Yeah,
you know,
there's not really much to say. It just was like, oh, he's cool, he's doing a thing, but I don't. The trios match is the trios title. I just don't care about that at all.
Well, Kenny being back is better than no Kenny at all. That's where we can leave it.
You don't need a trios title when you can have Freebird. Like, what's the point? Am I wrong? I mean, I don't know.
It's just gonna take away shine from the tag team division. Like, think about it.
You have like the women's champion and the men's championship. Then you have the TBS and the TNT titles. You have the Atlantic championship or whatever.
Mid-Atlantic, yeah.
Yeah, then you have the ROH championship, which you could have just made just like an IC title, which would have been pretty fucking cool. You know what I mean? Then you have the tag champions. Is there a women's tag champs or no?
Nah.
No. There's no women tag champs. Then you have trios. What else we got?
Pretty much it.
FTW title. It's sloppy. It's the show's very sloppy. It's getting away from Tony Khan. It's very odd.
It has all the tools. It has all the wrestlers. There's just the effort is not there.
Yeah, like, and there'll be a bunch of good shit. It'll all recover.
Oh yeah. And I'm gonna keep watching and I'm gonna love them. I mean, there was a lot of good shit that happened on Dynamite. Awesome. You know?
Yeah. All right, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. We'll figure out. We still got to figure out our exact like shit, but like, just expect the episode when we post it. Well, it pops up in your feed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What I'll do too is that when we know when we're going to be recording, I'll throw some love into the Discord to make sure that you guys know when to expect the episodes coming out.
Yeah. We'll coordinate it. All right, everybody. Good shit, everybody. Keep watching wrestling. Kisses. Cheers up.
Keep my ass.